Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. So a man was rescued after 2 days of being stuck inside a giant fan at a Californian vineyard.
Wow. Firstly, 2 days. That's a long time.
That is a long time.
What do you mean by a giant fan?
So it was like...
like one of those wind turbine ones you find on the top of a hill?
I think so. So it was a piece of farming equipment.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so he was discovered by a police officer who was responding to a call about a suspicious vehicle parked near this winery. Then the officer saw a hat on a piece of farming equipment. Mm. Then he found the man stuck inside the shaft of the vineyard fan.
Okay, so it must be one of those ones.
Yeah.
Just the big ones you see on the hills.
Yes.
And they got a base, probably a ladder in the middle that you can get up to the top and change.
Yeah, that you can fix it.
That's so bad, though, because imagine, like, so clearly, he didn't dial for help. He obviously didn't
have a phone or anything, because he's fallen in.
He could have been there for way longer.
But it's a vineyard, right? So you would think that people are going there every now and then. But he was still stuck in there
for two days.
So he said he liked to have a look at old farm equipment. Now, he did require some medical treatment, but he is expected to make a full recovery.
No, you'd hope so. 2 days, man, you'd be starving.
You'd be, I was like, you'd be hungry, you'd be thirsty, you'd be tired, because I can't
you'd
think that you'd be able to sleep
too.
Very well.
Because I'm guessing there's not much room in there. You'd have to go toilet, you'd have to, oh.
Oh, I saw a picture of his, like, his legs sticking out the pole.
Oh, it's that small?
Yes. So I do not know. I don't know how he got in there. Anyway, I want to know, what's been stuck? It doesn't have to be you. It could be an object.
Right. I just quickly was stuck on a cruise ship once.
How?
It was just a day cruise, and I had purchased some handcuffs because I thought they were cool. And so I was playing around with them and ended up going out right to the front of the boat, and there was that metal railing. And so I thought, oh, yeah? And so I ended up just accidentally handcuffing myself. And, like, they're just toys, right? So you can just unclick them
and release yourself.
Yeah. Except for they broke. And so I was stuck on the front of the ship right on the very, very point. And the handcuffs broke. And I was pretending to be, you know, a police officer.
Yeah.
Handcuffing my siblings and all that. Next thing you know, I handcuffed myself to the front of the boat.
And how long were you stuck there for?
Well, everyone inside the boat, my parents included, were cracking up because we were pulling up. It was like a scenic cruise to go look at a whole bunch of different waterfalls.
Yeah.
So the ship would get like super close and spray water all across the
harbour. Oh, no.
So I was drenched. Mum, dad, siblings, everyone's just losing it laughing. I was probably out there for about 30 minutes.
They left you out there long? Were you not screaming at them?
Why do you think I moved to Australia? Josh got in touch. He got his leg stuck in a vent 2 hours before he could free himself.
Oh, Laura's daughter, she got her head stuck in the balustrade of a staircase.
Oh, yes.
They had to saw off the wooden parts to get her out.
That's so true. I remember freaking out as a kid. And the more you freak out, I don't know, your head gets fatter for whatever reason.
No, because it can go in like easily and you can't get it back out.
Well, your ears are a trap, aren't they?
They are.
They're one-way valves going, you can't get back out.
Oh, that's so funny. Vicky also said, oh, her daughter got like a toy stuck in her hair. It was like those spiky ones.
Oh,
what
yes.
What was the name of them? I can't remember. She just said her daughter got the spiky plastic toy stuck in her
hair. I do know the ones I've seen.
Had to cut all her hair off.
Oh, no.
Yep.
I've been stuck in an elevator before. I was stuck in there for 2 hours. Yeah, it was my worst nightmare. And then it happened. So now I'm okay with elevators.
Because you know it's not too bad.
Yeah.
All right, Anthony's giving us a call. Anthony, what got stuck?
I hate going back and just you, little drive superstars, you.
Oh, Anthony.
Oh, please, more.
What got stuck?
Well, what got stuck was my foot. I was at the MacGyver train station. And at MacGyver, the train can either go Armadale line or Midland line. So you got to make sure you get on the right one. And I missed the sign at the front. I kind of got distracted looking around. And I had to make a last-minute decision. Shall I? And I took a leap of faith. And as I was leaping, just going through the doors closed. And my leg from the calf down was sticking out. And the train drove off with my leg sticking out.
What?
What is
it?
I can't. You thought there was some sort of like
safety
mechanism. Yeah, exactly. To stop that happening. How did you get your leg out, Anthony?
Well, I had to reach behind my back. No one knew what was going on at this stage, except when I looked over my shoulder, there was this lady that was on the platform with her hands on her cheeks, absolutely horrified, watching my leg pass down the platform on the train. But anyway, I managed to put my hands behind my back, and it got rubber strips, and I pulled it just far enough apart to pull my leg through. And just when I thought it was over, when my leg came through, my foot stomped on the floor, and all these heads looked. I was like, oh, no. So I kind of just bowed my head and did the walk of shame down to the next
Did
you? I didn't drag for about a year after that.
Of course.
No, fair enough.
Did you lose your shoe or anything like that, or nah? You managed to pull it all through?
No. I managed to keep my shoe, thankfully. I don't know. I just stayed on. Yeah, but thankfully I've got those rubber strips in the middle that kind of probably saved my shoe, but not my...
Anthony, thank
brilliant.
You so much for the call. Hey, I would have thought that if it's, because like an elevator, if you put your arm out, it stops and
it opens back up. Yeah.
I would have thought the doors would have been the same.
Or the driver would have got a signal that the door's not closed.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm never going on a train again. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.